We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to finish a very busy week on the lighter side by visiting with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their star, Elena Newport, who is so glad she doesn't work for the U.S. Senate anymore.
I'm so glad. And I'm also glad. It's also always a good day when you don't get yelled at by Christian Bale, too. That's my other criteria.
Exactly. What's your favorite earmark that you ever slipped into legislation?
We had an engine that didn't work that we were trying to develop that ran on like corn chips or something. Yeah. About the stimulus package, huh?
I know.
You know, they could pay for this whole thing if they would just get the cabinet of secretaries to pay their taxes.
I know.
You know?
That would take care of the whole deficit. It's a long line, though. You got a lot of governors and mayors and everybody else here with their hands out just waiting for this thing to pass. So.
Yeah, I know. And health care, of course, is getting more and more expensive.
Sure.
And one of the things that the Capitol Steps actually know why this is.
Uh-huh.
And that's what our song today is about, is that one of the things we're finding in healthcare is that, the pharmaceutical companies are going directly to the people to convince them that they need a lot of things.
Aha. So that's how they improve their profits. Here we go. The Capitol Steps taking a look at the blizzard of prescription drugs that are coming your way on your local television screen.
Round. Like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I see the warnings of conditions I might have. I have countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I have dry eye, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I'm like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, now I claim its restless leg. If your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen, mixed with Demerol and Prozac, now I've got hair on my chin. Son's on Ritalin and Bextra. We thought he had ADD, but it turns out that the whole time he is just an SOB. I need Ambien Lunestra to help me sleep all right, cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up all night. If your life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruix, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naperson. Then I take a few Vitorin that I wash down with my gin. Now my ears are always ringing, I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it, I just really like the name. If the side effect is bloating, there's a pill for that, although on the box there is a warning, I might grow an extra toe. And that giant nose for Claritin reminds me of my ex. And those ads that push Viagra make me want to give up sex. So I quit those pills cold turkey, I just had to make a break. And now natural and organic are the only things I'll take. And though lately I have found, though depressed and feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown.
Oh, I think some of those anti-sleep pills for the lawmakers would be a good idea, Elena. They got to read all these pages of this bill.
I don't know. See, they had a party with Michael Phelps all weekend. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. That'll just make you hungry.
That's true. He's endorsing Wheaties now. Yeah, you have to see that in writing, I guess, for that to work.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Wow. I can imagine there's already a song in the works about that one.
Yes. So it's always nice to have a celebrity in the news.
Yeah, that's why you stay in business as long as you do.
Right.
Somebody always does something stupid. Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.